Agenda item number 11, report of office discussion on cost of changing hydroelectric decommission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As always, this is report only, so please feel free to stop me at any point inside the meeting. This is just a reminder of what the area of construction looked like pre-construction. I'll recall that we removed the roof from the powerhouse. We've added piping in the empty bay there where it says controlled outlet conduit. We've removed the existing pin stops, and we're getting close to completion. The ring jet valves have been tested, and they work. Next, please. This is our timeline. As you can see, since our last meeting, tasks 8 and 9 there, the construct controlled outlet conduit and power restoration have been complete. We're on to the balance of work in completing several tasks related to that. Okay, that's fine. I was just going to say that the FERC order we're hoping is still on track to take place sometime in the spring. Next. This is our budget. Since last we met, we spent a couple $100,000 on the power restoration task, controlled outlet conduit is at $6.5 million now, and the powerhouse lead asbestos abatement is still at $166,745, but we expect to spend about $600,000 more related to that task, installing the windows beginning in February. Total project is $7.2 million right now. Any questions on the budget? I'll move forward. Next one, Nancy. Okay, these are some photographs of construction. This photograph was taken in mid-October. That's of the valve installation. The valve being installed there is the large one, the 78-inch, and the 42 had already been installed at that point. Next slide, Nancy. And this is the test release that took place in mid-November. You can see pictures there, and we also have a quick video that we wanted to show you the last about 30 seconds to give you an idea of the extent of our lease. It's less than 2,500 CFS. If we opened up a floodgate, we'd be capable, under flood operations, of releasing up to 9,000 CFS. That may give you some idea of the flexibility that gives us in terms of making releases downstream. Next slide, please. This is the power restoration project. It was taken care of in-house. Our reservoirs system maintenance unit group installed the racks that you see there, and our folks in technical services installed the transformers and poured the building and ran the conduit. So we took care of that on our own and saved a little bit of money. That is completely hot now, and we are on a permanent power at the powerhouse. Next slide. This is the balance of work that I mentioned. You can see the powerhouse floor in slide one, or in photo one there. The piping that goes through the powerhouse is completely encased now. The floor has been painted. Floor two is the catwalk that's being installed that goes up to the ring jet valve, and three is the repair work that's been done on the parking lot. There's also some roof work that's being undertaken as we speak. I think they got started today. Next slide, please. We have had one issue with corrosion inside the reading jet valve that we're currently assessing. I wanted to provide this diagram to kind of give you an idea of what we'll be looking at in the next slide. You can see the deflector cone and the radial ribs that I've circled there to kind of point out what we're going to be looking at from the inside of the ring jet valve looking out on the next slide. That's where the corrosion has occurred. Next slide, please. You can see sort of the extent of the corrosion. As I said, the engineer, the valve manufacturer, and some of our folks have been out to assess this, and we expect to get a report back on what the cause is and then also what we can do about it, hopefully this week, and I'm sure y'all will hear more as we progress.
That's only been run on the water, but at least got it one day.
Just during the testing.
That corrosion, you're talking about rust type or is it cavitation from the...
It looks like rust type.
Well, we can tell from the manufacturer there was possibly cross-contamination of some of their work done in their factory may have caused some of the rust on the stainless. The part that you see on the reflector cone on the bottom right, the pitting on that cone, we're not sure where that's coming from. It could be a loose coating that's not holding up, or it could be lots of other things. We're not even sure what they could be. We're waiting for the manufacturer to come back and tell us what they're going to do about it.
Was that stainless?
The cone is made out of carbon steel. The fins are made out of stainless, but they're just similar metals. But the manufacturer is saying that all their ring jet valves that they've used in the past, that they supplied, have had the same configuration. They've not had a problem before.
So do you have to dismantle the whole thing to repair this?
Well, we're not sure to what extent it can be repaired in the field. They're saying field repairs can be made. We're not sure to what degree they're talking about it, if they're satisfactory to us yet.
Do we have any other hypotheses as to what might have caused it, if it's something in our water?
Well, it could have been, you know, we have a salinity in our water, plus we have you got high volumes going through there, and you possibly could pick up some pebbles or whatever, but that could happen in any reservoir. So I can't see why our application was any different than any place else.
We have salty water.
Right.
The engineer's design is correct.
Correct.
Yes.
And it is per spec.
We haven't released it yet.
Right.
No. We still got retained on the contractor. The contractor's aggressively working with the manufacturer to get them to give us a solution. They're supposed to be giving us a report this Wednesday on the inspection they did last week.
Formal notice of the defect has been tendered under the contract as well. I mean, we've had the engineer send formal notice to the contractor.
Yes.
The warranty doesn't start until final acceptance, and then it runs 2 years after that.
And we will accept it in this condition.
So we have quite a bit of protection then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any other questions on that issue?
Well, until that issue is resolved, will FERC sit on their end of the deal?
I imagine we're supposed to turn final notice into FERC 30 days after completion of construction. And so until this issue is resolved, I don't imagine that they're going to release us. That's just my guess. I don't know that for certain. Marlene, is that your...
I wouldn't disagree with you. They don't want the project to be completed. The project will be finally accepted to be this issue resolved.
Do we know if this is external on the ring jet valve, or do we know if it's internal on the actual piping?
We saw some rust on the piping too, but that's repairable, and that can be taken care of out in the field. As far as the ring jet valve, they're two, looks like two different animals.
Okay. Next slide, please. And this is the diagram that I've left in the report the whole time, just to give you kind of an idea of how the piping in the valve sit in the powerhouse. extend from the dam.
Are you still fairly close to budget, as far as you can tell?
Yes, sir.
77%?
We're 77% complete.
Put the chart back up.
You can put the budget back up if you need to. We've spent 7.1 out of 9.3 million budgeted.
We've got 23% more to go.
Sir?
We've got $1.8 million, $1.9 million more to go.
I know of $600,000 for certain related to the windows that I had mentioned. There will probably be some bills trickle in, I would imagine, for remaining work that's been done on engineering and in construction as well. But it's looking pretty good at this point.
Is there any metal that PK that doesn't rust?
That's what the RSMU guys that I mentioned, that's the main thing that they deal with.
Put it in the PVC valve.
Any other questions? That's all I have. Thank you.
I